I'm Dan Klufstad.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker recently put more than $50 million of his own money into a campaign to convince voters to support a graduated income tax. The change requires a constitutional amendment, which is on the November ballot. Now business groups are starting their campaign to defeat the proposal. The groups say the amendment that raises taxes on wealthier residents would also hurt businesses and therefore employees. Todd Meisch is president of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. He says the change would be a windfall for governments in times of an economic downturn.
This is simply a big, giant bag of cash that's being left at the back door of the State House and City Hall. That's all this is.
Supporters say it will lead to a fairer tax, with low-income residents paying less. The backers have started running digital ads. To pass, 60% of voters would have to approve it. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker signed a pair of bills into law that are designed to make it easier for patients to qualify for Medicaid, and it gives doctors a pay bump for treating low-income patients. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
The laws renew the state's hospital assessment program, where facilities pay a tax per bed to generate federal matching money for troubled hospitals. The measures also remove some of the red tape that can prevent people from qualifying for the assistance. And for the first time in approximately 30 years, doctors, including specialists, will receive more money for treating those on Medicaid. That comes at a time fewer doctors are accepting Medicaid patients. The new law is designed to encourage the medical community to treat the poor, as the coronavirus could lead to more people needing treatment at the same time Medicaid rolls are increased because more people are out of work. The laws take effect immediately. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Wildlife officials relocated a black bear that wandered into a St. Louis suburb this weekend. The bear had been trending on social media for weeks as it plodded hundreds of miles from Wisconsin through Illinois and briefly into Iowa before wandering into Missouri. Wildlife officials were spurred to take action over the weekend when the bear, dubbed Bruno, found itself cornered between Interstate 70 and 40. Conservation officers tranquilized the bear Sunday and moved it to an undisclosed area outside St. Louis. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. In light of protests around the country, the Carbondale NAACP and city officials will be holding a policing town hall on Thursday. Steph Whiteside has details on how to attend the meeting tomorrow.
Linda Flowers, president of the Carbondale NAACP, says the discussion will include things like calls to defund the police, use of chokeholds, and other concerns being discussed nationwide.
In 2018, the Illinois State NAACP Conference of Branches and the Illinois Chief of Police signed off on 10 shared principles by which they agreed policing would happen in the state of Illinois.
Flowers says the goal of the town hall is to open discussion about how communities and police can work together and clarify the policies in place in Carbondale. To participate, people can register for the Zoom session on the Carbondale Library's website, join on Facebook, or watch on Channel 16. I'm Steph Whiteside.
Williamson County Sheriff Benny Vick wants to warn residents of a series of catalytic converter thefts. These converters are required part of the exhaust system on any vehicle manufactured after 1974. Many contain small amounts of valuable metals, which makes them attractive to thieves. The sheriff's office says four catalytic converter thefts have occurred in the past week. One was in the Marion area, while others were south of Marion near Route 37. More details on our website.